بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن عبد الله بن بريدة رضي الله عنه عن أبيه قال أصبح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فدعا بلالا فقال يا بلال لما سبقتني إلى الجنة إني دخلت الجنة البارحة فسمعت خشخشتك أمامي فقال يا رسول الله ما أذنبت قط إلا صليت ركعتين وما أصابني حدث قط إلا توضأت عندها وصليت ركعتين. This is a popular, famous, well-known hadith. Abdullah ibn Bureida radiallahu anhu narrates from his father that on one morning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and he said, O Bilal, through which action have you preceded me in Jannat? Last night I entered into Jannat, Allah Ta'ala showed me a dream, and the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salam is revelation. So Allah Ta'ala showed me that I entered into Jannat and I heard your footsteps in front of me. So he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever I committed a sin, I performed 2 rakats of salah. Anbiya alayhi salam are sinless, ma'asum. Besides the Anbiya alayhi salam, everybody else is prone to sin. So he said that whenever I committed a sin, I erred, I made a mistake, I sinned, then immediately I performed 2 rakats of salah. And the second quality is, whenever my wudu breaks, then I make a fresh wudu and I perform 2 rakats salah, which we discussed some time ago, tahiyyatul wudu, I perform those 2 rakats. So Allah Ta'ala, he says that if Allah Ta'ala has given me this position, then it is because of these 2 actions, I think, that I am doing solely and especially for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained that him being in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not mean that his position is greater than the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes you find in an entourage also, the person that is of great position is in the middle and he'll have some people in front of him, on his right, on his left, behind him. But it is an honor to be around, for example, the king. To be around the king, to be in front of him. It's a special honor, that person that is chosen to stand in front of the king and he is serving a certain purpose. So this honor is granted to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and he says, I attribute it to the 2 rakats after I feel that I committed a sin and the 2 rakats after performing wudu, when my wudu breaks. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can bring this sunnah.